Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones. And joining us here in the studio once again, Mr. Jim Newsom. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Hunter. Thanks for having me on.
I know. And I know you've put out a new album. It's called New Set of Dreams, and we're going to talk about that. But what would you like to play for us first here?
Well, I'm going to start off with the title track.
Excellent. Here's Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I find myself looking back to when I looked ahead through a memory myth of the Leave It to Beaver life I led. But tricks of the mind leave a few things behind or lost somewhere in time. While another day rushes past like a swiftly flowing stream, I sit here fishing for a brand new set of dreams. There were times I must confess I just as soon forget romance, commitments, partnerships that left me with regret. But in the depths of despair, a spark flickered there. I found reasons to care. So I brushed the dust off my feet and made a change of scenes and steered in the direction of a brand new set of dreams. Have you come to the end, or is there more left to do? Must you start from scratch, or can you reinvent old themes? Is that how to construct a new set of dreams? I can rock out on my and watch the world drive by, or take a walk through the woods beneath a cloudless sky. Write a new song to sing, strum a fresh set of strings with nature's harmonies. While everything around me blows apart at the seams, I'm drawing up plans for a brand new set of dreams. A brand new set of dreams.
Hunter at Sunrise with Jim Newsom here on a Sunday morning. And we are up on Facebook Live with this session. So if you do see it in your feed, please go ahead and share it with your friends. So, Jim, how you doing? How you been?
Life is good, Hunter.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything's cool.
Yeah? You've been playing around everywhere behind this new record, New Set of Dreams.
I had a very busy year in every way, a lot of playing and making this record was kind of my summer project. You know how you'd come back from school or come back to school in the fall and you'd have to write a little essay about how you spent your summer vacation. And so making this album was really my summer vacation because I started in June and kind of ended at the end of August. I played all the, you know, all the instruments, so it's totally a solo album. I mean, I literally made a band record, but I was the band.
Yeah.
And 15 songs, so it was a full summer.
And it's so nice that you dedicated it to someone, to Kim Forbes.
Who's a good friend.
And your wife.
And to my wife, Jerry, yeah.
Who, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. It's been an interesting year and a half in my life, lots of changes and lots of, you know, a lot of good and some pain. And so
this is the new set of dreams.
This is the new set of dreams because that's where I'm at in life, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of regenerating there.
I am. I retired from the corporate world.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of about that. That song is about that, isn't it, kind of?
That's part of it, yeah. I mean, it's all about a new set of dreams. I mean, I have had many dreams in my life and honestly made most of them come true. And had some other dreams that didn't necessarily come exactly true, but mostly. So here at this point in life with starting fresh, I don't have a real job anymore, and I'm just playing solo now. So it is. It's just a new world, and I hope I get a few more years in life, you know, to pursue whatever those dreams may be. I don't really know. That's what that song's about. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I'm still building that new set of dreams.
And you didn't really record this at a studio, did you? You recorded it at home?
At home, just like, yeah, the Mountain Tide Records and all, and this one, were all recorded at my house.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I've gotten better at it. I guess that's why I could play so many instruments this time, you know, because I know how to do it now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and I got to experiment, you know, because I do play a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of flute and stuff on this record, as I guess you know, you've been listening.
Sure.
And so that was fun, and you know, harmonies and things with flutes and pianos and stuff, and multiple guitars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I really, it was a great time, because it's all songs that, you know, I just wrote on the guitar, and then you flesh them out, and when it's just you, it's the first time it's just been me totally, you know, without any other folks playing on it. I didn't even know that's what I was going to do, but I'd recorded that particular song that you just heard. I had written in June, and I thought, well, I think instead of doing a demo, I'll just, you know, maybe flesh it out a little bit. And then I thought, oh, I could do this on another song. And next thing you know, I realized I'll go on and make a full record.
Huh.
So it just kind of, it came about organically in that respect. I didn't realize that's what I was going to do until I was into it. You know,
wow.
I said, oh, I may as well keep going. I got a bunch of songs. Let's see where they go, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise. He has a new record out. It's called A New Set of Dreams. Would you like to play another cut from it?
I will. And as I say, this is, on this record, it's a very much a band album because I play so many instruments. But there are a few songs that are just me, basically, and guitar, a couple of them anyway, and I thought I'd do maybe a couple of those so that you will be inspired to play on future shows, you know, the more orchestrated versions of the other songs.
So okay.
Here's one of the songs that's really just me and guitar.
Okay.
And I, you know, you decide on songs, they kind of speak to you and tell you how they need to be presented.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, actually, I wrote once upon a time. It's been around for a little while.
What is this song?
It's called A Matter of Color. I wrote it as a rock and roll song, but that's not the way I play it anymore.
Okay.
So I'd never recorded it, and it seems to fit the time. So.
Okay, here's Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
On pedestals, blacks were put in chains, the women became ladies, the Africans were slaves, and it was just a matter of color, just a matter of color, it was just a matter of color. At the gates of the West, the white man came without an invitation. The misnomer of Indians, their weak defense to guns, the the liars with their treaties. That's how the West was won. And it was just a matter of color. Just a matter of color. Just a matter of color. The soldiers marched upon the Asian shores to protect yellow men who never knew why. Foliating lush green lands and leaving homes in ruin, betraying long professed ideals, hiding what they were doing. And it was just a matter of color. A matter of color. Just a matter of color. Says don't discriminate, tradition disagrees. The ancient right of prejudice is taught in family. And it's all a matter of color. It's all a matter of color. A matter of color. Matter of color, all a matter of color.
Wow. Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise. You like to express your views in your songs. That's cool.
Well, I write a lot of different types of songs. You know, many of them just come from my life, but I do, you know, when I was first writing songs probably 50 years ago, I was influenced by not just, you know, people like Bob Dylan and the Beatles and stuff, but people of the time like Felix Cavalieri of the Rascals, you know, who was writing
"Oh Wow,"
"People Gotta Be Free" and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, some of the Motown things and stuff that I came out of that spirit, and I think when I first started writing songs, that's what I considered myself as that kind of writer. But really, you know, through the years, I've written some of those, but a lot of personal ones, too, and just a lot of stuff about life and the lives mm-hmm. we lead, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you do one song that I particularly like, and it had the colors in it as well.
Yes.
We Are All Colors of the Rainbow.
Colors of the Rainbow, yeah.
What a great song.
Thank you. Yeah, that was one that...
It's one that you can sing along with. It's great.
That's with my former partner in Mountain Todd, and I always said that's our Pete Seeger sing-along song, and I still look at it that way, and I still... actually close most of my performances with that song.
Uh-huh.
And I love it when people sing along, and because that's kind of what the way I heard it when we first kind of, you know, came up with it.
Yeah.
And I like that, you know. And in fact, well, the last song I'm going to play for you today is another one that's kind of inspired out of that Pete Seeger mode, because I like to leave people feeling good and empowered, you know, mm-hmm. and upbeat and stuff. So, yeah.
As long as we're talking about shows and stuff, do you have any that are coming up that you want to talk about at all?
Well, I have a couple of interesting ones. Next Sunday, I'm doing a thing, won't be playing my songs. It's the music of 1968 and 69.
Oh, wow.
It's at Norfolk Collegiate next Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. I'll be with Nate Sachs and Dan Pellegrino. Wow. I'm the old guy who actually was here for 1968 and 69. It's a series that Norfolk Collegiate is doing about that era. They're having some speakers and doing a whole bunch of stuff.
But
we're doing the music of it. And, of course, that to me is like about as good as you get. The music of that era is truly, you know, that's what I came out of. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we've picked out, you know, about 20 songs from that era that we're going to do both separately and together. So I encourage everybody. It's I think it's free and open to the public. It's at 3 o'clock at Norfolk Collegiate next week.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then I'll be at the Fair Trade Festival the first weekend of December with all the, you know, a bunch of folks that you know, a lot of the other acoustic artists from around here down at O'Connor. Nope. That'll be fun.
Okay, O'Connor Brewery.
I always enjoy that. And so, yeah, so there's the next couple of things that I've got going on.
Well, excellent, excellent. Are you going to stay in town for Christmas this year, you think?
Yeah, you know, I've got a, I have a 17-month-old granddaughter now who lives here. And so we will be here being, I think she'll probably get a kick out of Christmas this year. You know, last year, obviously, she was, you know, just 6 months old and didn't really know what was going on. But she's all into everything now.
Not bad.
So I'm looking for, you know, being a grandparent, I recommend retirement to everybody. And grandparenting is cool as it can be. So
yeah, I've often heard that grandparenting is the best thing because you get to spend time with the kids and then they leave.
You get to Hunter, you get to spoil them.
And every time they come over to your house, you got something for them, and they're looking forward to seeing granddad or grandma.
Pop, I'm Pop. So
you're Pop.
I'm Pop.
That's cool.
And I had a Pop. My granddaddy was Pop. And then my father was Pop to my children. And so my daughter announced before Sadie was born, my little granddaughter, Sadie Grace, and she said, well, we're going to call you Pop. And I took that as a great compliment since, you know, I had a grandfather that I thought was the coolest guy in the world named Pop.
Yeah.
So, and of course, she can say Pop. You know, one of the first things that Sadie could say was Pop.
Right.
So you can't be – see, so this is advice to all of you who are not yet grandparents and you've got to decide on a name. Get a short one so your grandchild can say it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. So I think mine was named – the one I never really knew because he died when I was very, very young. But I think I called him Papa.
Yeah.
Papa.
Papa. That's a good one.
Yeah. That is a good one. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I'm gonna wrap up with a collaboration I did with Ludwig von Beethoven, and okay. You know I've co-written a few songs in
with
recent
Ludwig?
Years. yeah. Anyway, you know I this again it's because Pete Seeger would do stuff like this, and in the folk tradition, you take old songs and make them your own.
Uh-huh.
You know I've done on this record. There's another old folk song that I took and just kind of rewrote the words to suit myself. So this is where I took Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
Okay.
And wrote some words to it. And I call it Road to Joy. And it's, again, as I say, I like to, you know, I really prefer it being uplifting. I don't, sometimes
sure.
You have to say things that have to be said like that last song. But
right.
I prefer to leave you uplifted. So that's what this is all about.
All right. Here's Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Walk with me the road to joy where none are hungry and none are poor. Lift up every girl and boy, let love supreme reign evermore. You and I can write the story through the way we live our lives. Let our hearts sing songs of glory till the day when peace arrives.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Jim Newsom. I never knew you could play that on the guitar.
Yeah, how about that? Huh?
That was pretty cool. Really good. So once again, the new record is called New Set of Dreams. And where can you purchase this there, Jim?
At all of your favorite online outlets. You know, it's CD Baby has got the best price on it. You can get it on Amazon. You can places I've never even heard of. You can stream it on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. And I'll get like a fifth of a cent every time you stream it. So there's big money to be made on that. And you can, you know, get it from me at gigs. And but it's all over. I mean, you can find it if you would like to find it. And,
sure.
Or come see me or give me a call, and I'll be happy to get you one.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the best with it.
Thank you.
It's called New Set of Dreams. And once again, you are going to be at Collegiate next...
Norfolk Collegiate next Sunday afternoon with Dan Pellegrino and Nate Sachs playing the music of 1968 and 69. I encourage everyone. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So well, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show here this morning. It's been cool.
Thank you, Hunter. I really appreciate your support for all of us that are local musicians. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.